Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on. Live on lots of money.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back.
It makes a lot to say.
23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With the number three, thethirdingredient.com, we're having a great visit with Ross Kimbrowski, CEO and founder of crowdspring.com. Ross, I need you to tell us about CrowdSpring.
Jim, CrowdSpring helps entrepreneurs, small businesses, agencies, and nonprofits with everything from custom logo design to packaging design, graphic design, web design, and product design. And we even name businesses. We believe that great design doesn't have to cost thousands of dollars. Projects start at just $299, and you get to pick from dozens of custom designs for your business as opposed to bids and proposals. So it's a great way to cut prices 10 to 50% and compete with big companies
and move fast.
Small business budgets.
And move fast, too, right?
That's right. We have a community of 220,000 freelancers.
Right. So, folks, check it out. I encourage you to do that. I've been telling you about Ross's company for a long time now. And as you know, we only tell you about people we think are top shelf. Crowdspring.com. Hey, Ross, we're talking about profits. And if you don't have a strategy for profit, you're probably not going to make any. What do you think?
It's absolutely true. Listen, decisions we make every day. But decisions are like moves in a game of chess. So moves let you play the game, but that's not what you need to win. You need strategy. And this is the same way in our business. The problem is that most small business owners confuse making decisions and making strategy. Our day-to-day actions, the things that we do, aren't going to create winning opportunities for us, except through sheer luck. We need to start thinking about our business on a bigger scale. Because if we don't think about what we want to accomplish in the next quarter and the next half year and the next year, then we're just doing things day to day. And it sort of works what we talked about a few minutes ago. You are doing day to day things to keep yourself busy. And it feels like you have very little time and you're doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But most of the things you're doing aren't actually contributing to profits. They're not contributing to revenue. They're just keeping you busy. So you've got to set some goals.
If you're not making a profit right now, and if you look around, if your business is struggling, it's probably because you're not making a profit, especially if you got plenty of customers. And if you're not thinking about that for the next 5 years, if you make it 5 years from now, you're going to find out that you're probably closer to failure than you were. You've got to focus on this, folks, the strategy, setting goals, having a strategic plan for this. And we got to come back to this, Ross. Your employees it's not their job to have a profit strategy. It's your job to create the goals and to develop the strategy and have them help you execute it. You have to be the founder, the originator of the strategy and the goals.
Absolutely. And the goals should be meaningful. It's frustrating. I've seen so many, even big companies, do a poor job setting goals. The goals need to be real goals that you can measure, because the only way you're going to know if you meet your goals is if you measure them, and they should be aspirational. They should be goals that are stretch goals in the sense that, you know, it's going to be tough for you to reach them. You've got to figure out how to get there. But unless you set your goals, it's hard for you to make decisions in your business that help you accomplish that. One really nice trick I use when I set goals is I think ahead a year from now, and I say, I have a successful business a year from now, maybe doing X in revenue. What would need to have happened for me to accomplish that? And then I think and work backwards to try to understand what I needed to have done. And that's a great way for small business owners to set goals in their own business.
And from a practical standpoint, I do that with a spreadsheet, with a projection. I put that number you said out there on the end. And then I work backwards because I have to make adjustments to expenses, which is another one of your profit indicators is managing expenses. Though all that has to come together. And so because you also have to put in there what it's going to cost you to achieve those sales, not just keep the business open, but to achieve that 8% growth. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And one thing that I think is important for people to understand, everybody wants to increase revenue and increase profits, and that's a perfectly fine goal. But that shouldn't be your sole goal, because the way to grow your business and increase profits isn't just to have a goal of increasing profits. You need steps to get there. And so, for example, you need to set additional goals and build additional strategies. If you have two people working for you, the only way you're going to be able to increase profits is to expand your business and ultimately hire more people. So if you're looking to increase profits by 100%, it's likely you're going to need to employ four or five people. So that could be a great goal. I'm going to employ five people within the next 6 months, and here are the things they're going to be doing. And then what do I need to get to that stage? So set a number of goals and consider the strategies that you need to accomplish them.
Right. And another thing, real quick, I've only got about 30 seconds, is it's a whole lot more, it's a whole lot easier to make a profit off of an existing customer than it is a new one. Stick to your existing customers if you can. What do you think, Ross? Last thoughts.
5 to 25 times cheaper to market to your existing customers than find new ones. So reinvest in your existing customers. They're a terrific source of business, word-of-mouth referrals, much cheaper to talk to them if you have a great product or service.
Folks, we're working off of an awesome article that Ross wrote, 8 Smart and Practical Ways to Increase Your Small Business Profits. Can they get this on your website, Ross?
Absolutely. Crowdspring.com/blog is our small business blog.
Go to his blog, and it's about the 8 smart ways to make more profits. Hey, Ross, good job today. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to talk to you as always.
Ross Kimborowski, ladies and gentlemen, with Crowdspring.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. I got to go for just a minute. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.